Magos, Per Gimel, Mishnah Yud Aleph. This Mishnah will deal with how do we determine how much Malkios, or how many Malkios, an individual is able to withstand. Mishnah says, Ein Omdin Oso, you do not estimate the amount of Malkios a person can withstand, Ela B'Makos Haru'yos L'Hishtalish. Only with the calculation of Makos that could be divided into thirds. For example, if let's say the doctors examine the man, they say he can't handle all 39 Malkios, so we don't give him 39 Malkios, it would kill him. However, they say he can handle 17 Malkios, but 17 is not divisible by 3. Therefore, in that case, we would only give him 15, which is divisible by 3. That's what it means, that ein omdin oso, ela b'makos haru'yos l'hishtalish, only if he can be divided into thirds. Now, amadu l'kabal arboyim, let's say they calculate that he can withstand 40, or really it means 39, as we according to the Tanakhama from before. Now, then loka miktsas, they give him part of the 40, the amru, and in the middle, the doctors say, she'eno yochel l'kabal arboyim. We were mistaken, he's not able to withstand all the 40. Pater, he's pater at that point. However, if let's say they hadn't begun giving him the Malkios yet, then at that point they can still change the omed, they can change the estimation, what they think he can handle, and they can add to it or they can subtract to it at that point. So once it began that we say that if he reaches a point where they say he must stop, then he's putter. And he doesn't have to, we don't wait for him to get better and then give him the rest. Now, the Mishnah says, Amadu l'kabel shemona esrei. Let's say they calculated he can withstand 18, which of course is divisible by 3. Mishalaka, after they gave him 18, Amru Shayochel Hu L'Kabal Arboyim. We see he's stronger than we thought. He could really handle the full amount, the full 40 or 39. Putter, he's putter. Now, let's say he is Avar Aver Shayeshba Shnei Lavin. Let's say he violated an Aver that has two different Lavin, two different prohibitions, and therefore he should get two Malkios. So Amaduhu Omed Echad, if they were able to calculate that he can handle getting enough of Malkios to have one complete set of 39, plus at least 3 for the next Malkos, so then Loka Upater, let's say, so you would give him in that case, you give him 42, because it's 39 from the original Lav and 3 from the next one. So then he got the Malkios, he's Pater, V'im Lav. However, if he can't handle more than 39, or at least 42, so therefore he really hasn't received anything for the second Lav. Therefore, Loka, he has to get Malkios for the first Lav, U'misrape, and then he has to heal. V'chozer V'loka, and he has to get Malkios again. It's only if they're able to get at least three lashes in for the second Lav, do we say that he's actually received his punishment for the second Lav.